Management actions to demonstrate leadership. A strong management commitment to leadership is important. But even more important is the evidence of leadership and quality by upper management. The objective is to gain strong employee support for quality. Create a quality vision. Creating a compelling vision of what quality looks like for the organization is a difficult challenge for managers. In this complex and ever-changing world, the problems of organizations are becoming increasingly complex. This complexity explains why many managers are more comfortable focusing on clear, short-term goals than on an uncertain, long-term vision. Failing to anticipate future quality-level expectations could risk losing business to competitors who anticipate these needs and are able to fulfill them. Managers must consider both present and future quality expectations, and then present a vision of what a successful quality strategy looks like. This can be in terms of problems avoided, such as less rework or scrap, as well as more satisfied and loyal customers. Managers then need to champion the implementation of these quality strategies. Build a quality culture. Establishing a company-wide understanding of the importance of quality and making it a cornerstone of the company culture is a critical step in aligning the organization to a shared vision of the future. Changing a culture is challenging and usually unsuccessful unless a comprehensive approach is taken to build support for and sustain the change. Management's role is to work to build a culture where quality and prevention are the norms. Systems thinking is encouraged, and employees are empowered to look for better ways to do their jobs. Management ensures that people and teams get the resources they need to make changes and evaluate their impact over time. There are several critical success factors to creating a culture of quality. Transparency and listening. Empowerment and teamwork. Clear identification and sharing of the organization's goals. Ensuring that there are effective, consistent processes in place. Champion various types of change. Change can occur in an organization at any time. Major improvements or changes are often called breakthroughs, and these are usually the result of a specific initiative or improvement project with its own budget and timeline. Breakthroughs are expensive and disruptive to existing work processes. They frequently involve changes in products/services or process technologies. An example of a breakthrough improvement would be an organization switching to a different manufacturing environment or re-examining its core products or business or the services it offers. Continuous improvement is the other category of change. Continuous improvement is less disruptive to ongoing operations and involves small, incremental steps to make a process more efficient or effective. An example of continuous improvement would be reducing the number of steps for setup of a machine to decrease the change over time. Model leadership. Even when management has the best of intentions, there may be gaps between what they say, for example, have high quality, and what they do, for example, get it done fast. If so, employees get mixed messages about whether quality is truly important. Therefore, it is important for management to consciously model quality and serve as change agents who promote the quality efforts up and down the organization structure. Recruit the right people. One of the keys to achieving success in a quality program is hiring employees who share your vision. It is easier to implement a quality program if you have the right people on the team. Management should encourage human resources or others who have recruiting responsibilities to use hiring and selection criteria that align with the organization's vision of quality. When an organization has clear and measurable selection criteria, this will help it avoid bias. Interviewers will be able to objectively evaluate a candidate's fit for the position and the quality culture. Promote empowerment. Management should encourage and reinforce employee empowerment. When thinking about empowerment in human relations terms, try to avoid seeing it as something that one individual does for another. This is one of the problems organizations have experienced with the concept of empowerment. People think that someone, usually the manager, has to bestow empowerment on the people who report to him. Consequently, the reporting employees wait for the bestowing of empowerment, and the manager asks why people won't act in empowered ways. This bestowing and waiting has led to mixed feelings about empowerment in many organizations. Think of empowerment instead as something to build into a job description, such as takes initiative to correct minor quality issues without needing to be told to do so. The employee knows what he or she is and is not empowered to do. The individual can and should take initiative in the allowed areas of empowerment. Empowerment in this sense comes from the individual. The organization has the responsibility to create a work environment that helps foster the ability and desire of employees to act in empowered ways. A concerted effort will be needed to change a culture that is more of the command and control variety and in which people wait to be told what to do. This will require changing not only employee mindsets, but also manager mindsets. The manager has to see himself or herself more as a coach. The workers need to feel that if they act in the authorized areas on their own authority, they will not be penalized or retaliated against for doing so. A culture of non-retaliation does not punish failures related to taking initiative on quality issues, but failures will still be part of a discussion and a process of learning and education. The processes of recruitment and employee development can also be used to ensure that the level of empowerment that is allowed and expected is a good fit for the individual. Then processes need to be in place for a worker to know how to organize an improvement project, how to enlist other project team members or solicit volunteers as needed, get time scheduled for these activities, and so on. For example, workers could get training on how to do Kaizen events, discuss where Lean is discussed, for minor improvements. Serve as change agents. Managers can serve as change agents, empowering the workforce toward improved performance using the following tactics. Lead from the front. Leaders should exhibit visible participation in the quality effort. Establish and communicate a clear vision for quality. Leaders should establish a clear, concise vision and communicate it across all levels of the organization. Set goals to meet the vision. Leaders should break down the vision into strategic goals and projects that will drive the vision forward. They monitor progress toward these goals and correct course as needed. Provide resources and training to achieve the vision. Leaders look for creative ways to provide resources to support beneficial change, such as employee empowerment, employee cross-training, and temporary staffing. Create effective structures for change. Leaders should establish deployment structures for their vision that permeate all levels of the organization. Enlist middle management. Although executive or management buy-in may dictate whether or not a quality management program exists at all, middle managers' attitudes toward quality strongly impact the success of those programs. The middle management group includes supervisors and specialists. These persons work directly with the workforce. Increasingly, the middle management group is being asked to assume responsibilities outside their normal departments or functional areas. They may be given the opportunity to serve on or lead cross-functional quality improvement teams. For many managers who are used to working in a hierarchical departmental structure, the transition to a cross-functional team leader can be a challenge. Technical competence is important, but research shows that people skills are vital. How managers treat and interact with employees on a daily basis makes a significant difference. Stating that quality should be a priority in your department may not hold much weight if your management style does not align with that concept. Middle management needs to visibly demonstrate their commitment on the shop floor. They should be modeling quality principles, following standard operating procedures, openly discussing the impacts decisions will have on quality, wearing required PPE, personal protective equipment, and so on. They should be providing employees with good feedback that includes being able to review the feedback while in motion at a glance, dealing with only the important defects, dealing with only defects they can control, providing prompt information regarding symptoms and causes, providing enough information to guide corrective action. A management approach that works well and keeps the manager on the shop floor is management by walking around. BWI, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the management technique of managers touring a facility on a regular basis to talk with workers and staff about problems, trends, and potential solutions.